This is for all you who don't get enough. It's called
Plasma
Junkie.
And now it is time for you to immerse yourself in the F Plus Podcast, a restorative place for terrible things read with enthusiasm. In the room tonight, we have Boots Rain Gear,
Kesha Gans Nutra Reserve for Meg Grav's Alkalizer and Energy. Four variants to choose from: veggie, fruity, herbs, and red.
Frank West.
I call for all men of peace to come together to see the beginning of the most beautiful time for man on this broken wing of this endangered bird called Earth, flying through the space of the universe.
Shell Game.
Kesha Gans Handmade Crochet. Hold them, gift them, share the knowledge and the Gans plasma awareness and positive effects.
We've got K-Thor Jensen.
Within 24 hours, they cannot even stand the smell of it, because the smell is part of the emotion of the man.
And Lemon. Man has reached the level where one can interact with his soul and with the soul of its creator. Having a Zoom account is required.
Your brain, destruction fights, or you'll just go insane. Degrading darkness, you'll live just for this. You're
plasma. Hey, F Plus.
Hi,
hey, Lemon.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, how are you doing? Do you love science?
No.
I fucking love science.
You fucking love science.
I love when it conforms to my preconceptions. Totally love that.
Okay,
I love it when it doesn't conform to my preconceptions.
Oh, well, that's a big brain. Wow, you're the Brian Cox of this podcast.
Thank you.
what preconceptions do you need science to conform to, K-Thor?
I mean, essentially the ones that validate my existing lifestyle.
And what lifestyle is that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Quick, science,
K-Thor just turned inside out.
Science, conform quick before K-Thor explodes.
It better be.
No.
I didn't realize that your existence was predicated on belief.
That's right. I am a fully myth-dependent individual.
Yeah, you made that bargain with a leprechaun that you wanted to be... You wanted to be a mythical being.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was only a bargain for him.
Well, I want to actually introduce you to a... Because, I'm ready for a pivot on this podcast. And so we're a science podcast now.
Fine.
Great.
And so, therefore, I want to introduce you to a field of science you're probably not familiar with. And that is plasma science. Are you familiar? You're familiar with plasma, right?
Yeah, like blood.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like TVs.
No, like the
Pokemon team.
Yeah, these sort of like not quite a liquid, not quite a gas state that exists in space.
Sure,
like
sure.
The anime
All of that's wrong. No. So this was a document given to us by Vampire Software. We are going to be starting off on a page that seems to have no CSS at all.
Great.
So I'm in. And it is the...
You're in, you're going to offer your services.
Yeah. I mean, I go where needed. Like, I'm sort of like David Carradine in several ways. But I roam the earth. I roam the earth looking for people that need CSS.
That explains what you were doing when I walked in on you in that hotel room.
Yeah, Johnny style sheet seeds.
Div Lander.
I just want to introduce you to the Kesha Foundation, and by introducing you to the Kesha Foundation, which is run by Mehran Tavakoli Kesha, and I don't know how that's pronounced. I don't know Iranian pronunciation of names. I apologize. I'm going to say Kesha if I'm wrong about that. Sorry, I didn't look it up.
Well, it does have the dollar sign S in there, so.
Yeah.
No, that's, yeah, he changed it after the other Kesha took the dollar sign out of her name. He was like, well, since you're not using that.
Yeah, he was also feeling like P. Diddy, which is a problem.
Well, for a while, and then she woke up in the morning. Anyway, okay, so the Kesha Foundation. The Kesha Foundation is an independent, nonprofit, non-religious, space-based organization. So they exist in space somewhere. Mm-hmm. Founded by the nuclear engineer Mehran Tavakoli, Kesha is introducing humanity to the science of the universe, plasma science. Okay. So the Kesha Foundation develops universal knowledge and space technologies that provide solutions to major global problems, revolutionizing health, food and agriculture, energy, environment, transportation, family relationship, emotions and soul, ellipsis.
Wait.
Loving which of these are hyperlinks, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, those are categories.
Family and relationship, not a link. Emotions and soul, very much a link.
Mm-hmm.
Through plasma science and technology, humanity may finally learn about the reality of the world of creating the world of creation, finding answers even for things previously unexplainable. Humanity must also learn about the ethos of universal community, why we are here, what our purpose is, and how humankind shall comprehend the real value of peace, implement it and maintain it on the planet Earth first, and afterwards live in peace anywhere in space.
Anywhere in space?
That's a lot of places.
I wanted to teach myself about ethos, and so I clicked through, and I got this page is under construction.
So that's listen, yeah, man. They're a technology company. The science comes first. The ethics, we promise, will come later.
Wait, but it's an actual page on ethos. It just says this page is under construction.
There's not it's not a placeholder. Like the hammering construction workers or anything. I don't believe it.
It does continue to say more things. Wow. It starts with that.
Most of it appears to be copy pasted from Wikipedia, by which I mean they wrote Wikipedia. What is ethos?
And actually, below that it says homework. Look on Google/Wikipedia/dictionary. What is ethos about? Write it yourself in your words. On next Monday, we all bring up our researches. Here you have helpful keywords and sentences.
What?
Oh.
Okay, so what is plasma? I think is what you were all asking. What is plasma? Yeah. You were all wrong. Earlier. Sorry about that. Okay. So what is plasma? Every physical object, electron, atom, grain of sand, plant, animal, human, planet, star, galaxy, universe, etc.
etc. Okay.
That's a load-bearing etc. here.
Sure is. Is nothing more than an accumulations of magnetic fields, which Kesha refers to as plasmatic and magnetic fields. Okay. These plasmatic magnetic fields consist of a huge quantity of individual magnetic fields. Wait, no, I lost my place. Oh my god!
No, you were correct. That was
I thought I was just repeating myself, but it turns out Kesha was okay. Plasmatic magnetic fields consist of a huge quantity of individual magnetic fields. Plasmatic magnetic fields are three-dimensional. The movement and area of which is determined by the individual magnetic fields within the object. Each of these plasmatic objects is referred to as plasma and is defined by the field within it.
So this is like a rubber band ball, basically, is how we're
it just
building
keeps
this cosmology.
Bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So each of these plasmatic... Okay, so the Kesha Foundation does not use the word plasma in the same way that it's used by standard physics.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's better.
Okay.
Yeah, the foundation does not refer to the state of an ionized gas when they say plasma.
Yeah.
So you want to have your own word.
They do. Plasma.
Plasma is defined by the foundation as the entire content of fields which accumulate and create an object. It is not defined by its physical characteristics like ionization and temperature, for example. Plasma refers exclusively to the properties of the fields of which an object consists. Plasma refers exclusively to the properties of the fields of which an object consists. Great.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this right, It's like, take all the stuff we have about atoms and what stuff is made of. Mm-hmm. Fuck all that. Right. Stuff is now just made of stuff.
That's right. Infinitely nesting stuff.
It's just stuff. I'm tired of all this, like, oh, atoms and electrons, whatever. Fuck off. It's just stuff. It's way better this way.
In a lot of ways, the scientific conception of plasma is actually composed of this plasma, so this plasma preempts that plasma.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it's the Dragon Ball Z argument of,
in of most who wins cases, a fight. In most cases, fields extend far beyond the physical boundaries of the object in question. As well, there are field compositions, or plasmas, a new word, that are already detached from their physical source and are moving in a non-physical form as a pure field body through space to another physical or non-physical object. The movement of these field conglomerations is considered to be a kind of flowing. The Foundation therefore defines energy as fields that move and flow in space from point A to B. So, primer. We all understand, right? Now we get it.
So, addendum to my previous thing, sometimes stuff isn't stuff.
Also. That's right. Yes, yes. Where okay. It's all made of stuff, including the stuff that isn't stuff.
If I just replace the word plasma with stuff, I... Right?
That's the genius of this theory, is you can replace any word with any other word.
What is stuffing made out of, then?
Stuff.
Plasma.
Out. Get out. Just one every class.
But you say magnetic fields 8 times, and I never brought up 69 love songs in any of the... Oh, shit.
It was earned. So...
Literally this... put duct tape over your own mouth.
Right. Not to get too deeply into this, but this is a theory that is not provable or observable in any way. There's no way to sort of measure or quantify these reported bundled magnetic fields at this
point. Right, but, double-edged sword, also not disprovable.
Mm-hmm.
By not asserting anything, I cannot disprove this, right?
I can measure the claims in plasma.
Okay, so with that said, let's get into hard science now. Boots, will you tell me about emotions and soul?
please let me. Emotions and soul. The intention, emotions, and soul play a very important role in every part of the plasma science and technology. It is important, to be in peace within us and our environment, family, friends, working colleagues, ellipses.
Yep.
Oh.
And reaching the point of a most possible balanced life without fears, anger, or other negative emotions which consume our energy. Apparently E-words get capitals.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. The capitalization rules are just utterly random.
With this, we can fully concentrate our attention on the intention, reason, purpose, wish, or aim of making a nano-coating, Ganses, or whatever. Yes.
Whatever!
Yeah.
These it's also specific... the theory of whatever!
And that should bring peace in all respects back to humanity. So if we want to begin to set up a system, no matter if it's GANs, star formation, Magrav, or whatever, you know all these things, we should be in balance and have a very clear, visible picture in us. What we want to achieve with it. What can help us is to clearly write down our intention, why we are doing it, and what we should be achieved with it. What should be achieved with it? So in the process of the creation, we can always remember and focus our attention on it, especially in the area of neutron Ganses, or when we work in groups. It's very important that the whole group has the same intention. When the intention in a group isn't clear, Mr. Kesha would say, "We gotta create a mayhem out of it."
Ooh, I like that a lot. That's mayhem time. Slogan. I'm into this guy.
We gotta create a mayhem out of it. Oh,
I think he parties.
When I put my hat on backwards, I'm like a plasma truck. Our soul, our emotion.
It's been a while since an over-the-top reference.
I'm always here for it, though. Our soul, our emotion, and our intention is always present and flows into and through everything what we are doing. Through everything what we are doing. I like that. If we have this basic settings done, we can start with our nanocoding, GANs production, or any other project.
And that was about emotions and soul. That was the headline of that section. Yeah. Emotions and soul. I think if you really...
Yeah, I'm ready for my Gansies.
Right.
Or working in a group.
Kthor, I don't give a fuck about nanocoding. Never cared a little bit about nanocoding. But can you tell me about GANs?
I love me some GANs. Let's go.
Check out these GANs.
Kick out the GANs, motherfucker. GANs.
Check out the GANs.
Hey, check out the GANs on that broad.
GANs is an acronym created by Maron Keshe that describes a new state of matter created from GAs to nano of solid.
Wow, that is how an acronym works.
Oh, it's gas. The GA is for gas.
Oh, it's for gas.
Wait.
Yeah, the GA in GANs come from the word gas. Then there's two, which we ignore. There's nano, which gets the N. Of, we ignore. And then solid, we take the S.
Got it.
We used to just call it GANs.
GANs is an important part of the Keshe Foundation plasma teachings and is fully described in Chapter 4 of M.T. Keshe's book, The Structure of the Light.
Amazon.com.
Certain atoms and molecules release and or absorb magnetic and or gravitation fields. Release fields are available to be absorbed by other objects. The Keshe Foundation has developed a way in which to gather these free-flowing fields from the environment within a usable substance, which Keshe named GANs. So it's like a sponge, a field sponge for wet. Or, an organism.
On Amazon, but the Internet Archive has the book as a PDF format. And it's got diagrams.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Lots of them.
Yeah.
What's interesting is in the GANs section, there's a photograph that purports to show GANs of CH3ZNO. Mm-hmm. What is the Z? What is the chemical, the elemental symbol Z? Oh, zinc, maybe?
You're not thinking of classic chemistry.
That CO2.
We're so far beyond that.
CuO, and there's a photo. Anywho. An organism, for example, will emit fields it wants to separate itself from, parentheses, rid itself of, and will absorb fields that it can use or that it has an urgent need for.
Oh, like not just life.
Yeah, we're sucking
fields. Not just
fields.
Water is alive, but like mm-hmm. stuff is alive.
Stuff is alive. The prerequisite is that the appropriate fields for absorption must be available within the immediate environment of the organism.
But
a tool
that everything
okay. was developed by the foundation, which yeah. consists of components that can absorb fields and create GANs, a substance that exists in a special state of aggregation. Different types of GANs can be created with different desirable energetic properties that can be used individually or in combination for different applications. These are potions. Motherfuckers making potions.
Yes.
Each type of GANs has specific field strength, depending on the chemical elements within the GANs. The use of different GANs with different field strengths, or the use of nano-coated double coils with plasma batteries, causes a directed field flow from the stronger to the weaker fields. If these field fluxes are directed through an organism, the organism has the opportunity to absorb the needed parts of these field fluxes, or to release a surplus of fields to the environment, or they can be collected into a usable GANs. With this technology, the self-healing powers of the organism are supported at the level of the fields that build up the organism itself. Therefore, the need for chemical agents and processes are not required, because healing occurs at the level of magnetic field interaction.
So you just create a state of constant equilibrium conceptually right. and physically.
Yeah. So yeah, and then because it doesn't need any of that stuff, when you say like this machine doesn't work, you say actually that means it's working perfectly.
Wow.
Constant Equilibrium is a lot of Christian Bale. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm gonna move on here because I think that we've gotten all of the introduction that we need. What? What?
I'm gonna tell you about nanocoding.
What?
Wait.
Nanocoding.
Damn
it! You
said
you didn't want to hear about it, but that's exactly why I want to tell you.
Okay. All right. Fine.
It's working just as it's supposed to.
Nanocoding.
We're in podcast Equilibrium now.
Now I am the host. Your energy fields were transferred to me because I drank this disgusting potion. Nanocoding. In the physical matter state, changes in the environmental temperature and pressure result in different states of matter. Modifying the environment in a magnetic gravitational manner, we can convert physical matter state into monoatomic state, into nanolayers.
So monoatomic state would be the state of an object that has one and only one atom, right?
Okay. But a juicy just like, one.
But then lots of GANs within it.
So the atom is wearing sweatpants with Juicy on the ass.
Yes. Okay. Ooh. It's what's known as a wet atom in physics.
Nanolayers are black, tens of thousands deep.
Okay. Hmm.
I don't know what. just unit missing.
Thousands. Layers themselves are tens of thousands of themselves.
But isn't that just what the British call sprinkles?
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's hundreds of thousands. Never mind.
Oh, no, it is. This is better.
I did not like that joke.
I tried to roll with it, Boots. I tried to back you up.
Yeah, how dare you?
They're three-dimensional and contain magnetic field containers, so-called gaps. These magnetic field containers hold onto plasma, energy, and information.
So the word for a container is a gap. That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
I do. It does make sense to me that this field is composed of something that has gaps of information.
Well, that's where you're getting the juicy sweatpants at the gap. Plasmatic magnetic fields are able to be captured by these magnetic field containers, which allow a huge range of different application areas and possible uses in plasma technology.
Possible.
Okay.
So I think there are holes that hold.
They're good
things.
And useful for things.
it's like a wafer cookie filled with delicious frosting.
The Kesha Foundation developed different methods for the nanocoding of different materials for different purposes.
Oh, great. Good. Yep. Good.
Yep. Great. Yeah.
Different things were made for different reasons. Got it.
Let me just bring it home for you. Nanocoding is an important component of plasma technology.
Perfect.
The
Perfect.
End.
Thank you.
All right. Well, okay. So I think that really sold us. I think we're informed. Like, I think it's pretty clear to us what plasma technology is.
Mm-hmm.
It's plasma technology, and also GANs exist. So
yeah.
I think we're primed to buy stuff. So Shell. Shell, I'm looking for a water dispenser.
Oh, are you?
And before you start, I mean, this is an audio podcast, but like, before you start to read the thing, would you just, in words, describe what we're buying?
Oh, sure. So we've got here an airtight glass jar for making sun tea and a smaller jar of cream.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
Hmm?
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
Enjoy the energy of nature with the new GANS water dispenser. easy to use. It will always be there for you to provide the needed glass of water, which will revitalize your body and mind. The GANS in the sealed bottle can be placed outside the GANS water dispenser and release its fields to the water.
Wait, I don't put the GANS in the bottle?
No.
Okay.
It fields.
All right.
Yeah.
You release it. It needs to be free.
Of course. You can't just drink the wrong GANS.
This shit's poison.
That potion is too powerful for you, traveler.
By drinking the water, which even if it has no direct contact to the GANS, the fields are transferred to the human body.
Why do I have to drink the water then?
Because it's good for you. Stay hydrated, everybody.
Okay. All right.
The GANS bottle contains a mixture of CO2 and XenoGANS.
Z, capital Z, lowercase n,
yeah,
capital
that's zinc
O.
Oxide. That's zinc oxide and GANS.
Oh,
yeah,
so yeah, yeah. That makes sense. By which I mean, no.
XenoGANS and its amino acids.
All right, cool. So,
I got a question before we move on.
Yeah.
Hey, Shell.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how large this bottle is? I just want to know how much water it could fit in. If I'm going to buy something, I'd like to know its dimensions.
Sure.
So can you tell me?
I bet you would. I bet you would like to know.
Can you tell me? Can you tell me?
GANS.
It's some size. Well, maybe that's not knowable. It's not knowable how big the bottle is.
Oh, sorry, it's out of stock. Gotta go. Bye.
Yeah. We don't know how big the bottle is, but how much does it cost?
Oh, it's 100 pounds plus shipping and tax.
Great. Okay.
100 euros.
Oh, it's euros.
Okay, cool. All right, so we've spent $100 plus shipping and handling now on our bottle. But that's not enough because while I do like drinking, I also like breathing. Frank, do you think you can help me breathe here?
Yes. Absolutely. I love breathing. Well, that's just a case, like the kind of case that someone would use to like unpack a gun and like
it's the briefcase from Hitman. Absolutely.
Yeah. Which I guess means that as a bonus, if you throw this, it will home to your target.
You could also keep a really annoying synthesizer in there.
Ooh.
Boots.
Oh, I just looked at the price first. That was foolish of me. GANS plasma breathing unit. I guess inside the case is like a very tall measuring cup, two plastic things, what looks like maybe a smoke detector with a wire coming out of it going to the plastic things, and then more tubing in case you break the tube. The GANS plasma breathing unit is contained and is carried in a dust-resistant and waterproof case.
Oh.
But that's foam. That's not super water. Okay, yep, never mind. I'm sorry.
The inside of the case is not water-resistant.
Right.
It holds all components of the device, namely the air compressor, the double chambers for GANS plasma water, the air-breathing masks, and GANS plasma, including measuring jug for correct dosage.
I can open up my own GANS oxygen bar.
It comes with all the things you need for breathing.
It's got stuff. That's what it matters.
Have you been breathing without a measuring jug? The air compressor pushes air into the double container for GANS plasma water. The air from the air compressor is pushed through a tube to the bottom of each chamber, facilitating the creation of air bubbles. Hang on. Is this just like a chocolate milk bubble blower that does it for you?
I think mixed with a CPAP machine. Which plasma I'm going to put chocolate milk in my CPAP machine tonight. Just to.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanna sleep while being plugged into a hookah.
You joke, but
it would help you go to sleep, that's fair.
Okay. Plasma field air from the double container is distributed to up to 4 air breathing masks simultaneously.
Oh, you can do it together. It is a hookah. All right, cool. That's awesome.
Sitting around the briefcase.
Yeah.
Huffing our gams. Kids, it's gams breathing time.
Oh, not again.
You can watch Bluey.
The gans plasma contained in the 100 milliliter bottle included in the case is mixed with tap water in the measuring jug to create GANS plasma water, which is later filled in the double chamber for GANS plasma water.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So it's a pump that pumps oxygen through water into a mask. How much will that set me back?
2,000 euros.
And so what's fascinating about this is in this one, you do mix the little GANS bottle with the regular water for breathing it. Mm-hmm. It can't do what the other thing does and just transmit fields through the jugs.
But I can't help but notice that you don't drink this one, which makes me wonder about the safety of the GANS material.
Actually,
drink it? No, just put it near the water you're going to drink. But this stuff, you're going to be breathing the air from the water?
Right, well, for a long time.
Like the plasma is what makes up everything in the world. So if you consume it, you might turn into a universe, I think. I don't quite get it.
Well, actually, so Boots, I noticed that the GANS water dispenser, I put that water dispenser next to the GANS, and then I drink the water.
Yeah.
So the water dispenser itself, 100 euros, fair enough. Happy to pay it. That seems viable. So I just need like a tiny little vial of GANS to put next to my How much would that send me back?
Okay. So you're talking about the Twinity microplastic GANS.
That's exactly what I'm
talking reserved
about.
For water dispenser.
Yeah.
So you get two of them. It's 2 by 25 milliliters. There's literally no product description. It's only 1,000 euros.
Okay, cool. I like that you use the word microplastics in the product.
Yeah, it's
because
it's
like I've been reading a lot about microplastics and they seem good.
Yeah, yeah. You want the microplastics to reserve for water dispenser.
Okay. So F plus, I want to tell you all about the GANS paint enhancement. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so the GANS paint enhancement is used for creating a balanced environment, increasing the negative oxygen level in the rooms where it's being used.
Okay. Wait, so does that decrease the positive oxygen level?
It increases the negative oxygen.
Okay.
So therefore it decreases the positive, what's the chemical element that comes after oxygen?
Fluorine.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, great. Okay. This bring cleaner air that is much easier to breathe. Negative oxygen.
Yeah.
So the environmental, or white, increases the negative oxygen level. The energizer, or red, adds energy and well-being into the room. The energy pack processor life 1 white and the negative energy pack processor life 2 green used together, one of each on opposite walls, will aid in the processing of energy packs, offering a safe, fresh, and clean room environment. So imagine your room, the room you're sitting in right now. One wall is red. One wall is white. The wall perpendicular to that is also white, but then the next one is green.
It's Christmas!
I think this stimulates my appetite somehow.
This product is not a paint, okay?
It's a paint.
But an add-on for the paint in the ratio of 1 to 10, one bottle of 100 grams per GANS pain enhancement mixture to be used for 1 liter of indoor or outdoor water-based paint. Water-based paint? All right. Mm-hmm. Please note to test a small patch on the wall before the full painting.
Make sure it doesn't eat through the whole wall.
Yeah. No, it'll turn into Silent Hill 5.
I do lovely pastel water paints on my walls all the time, and it's very pretty.
Due to the color of the GANS paint enhancement mixture in the interaction with your paint base, it can create new plasmatic colors that may not be your intended color range.
These will like color your paint also, so your room's just gonna look a little shittier.
Yeah, yeah. But you presumably, yeah, like don't mix it with white paint. You mix these colors with colored paint to make
new GANS colors.
that'll cost you. €100, and you get 4 bottles, like 400-gram bottles. In plastic containers with a little ugly logo on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're good, but I think we're not done shopping yet. So I would love boots. I'm gonna give you a choice here. So choice number one is the enhanced tabletop CO2 capturing unit.
Okay. That sounds good.
It does sound good. The other one is the Kesha GANS household reactor.
It's not a choice.
That's not a choice. You're
it's
right.
not a choice.
That's not a choice. For this one, was actually on Facebook Marketplace.
And it's not available now.
That's right.
Wait, where is that?
The Kesha GANS household reactor. You're looking Kesha for the household GANS reactor.
Household reactor. There it
it's
is.
It's above the paint yep. enhancement.
Okay. The Kesha GANS household reactor is made from a fan with a reactor that can be filled in with GANS materials. It has 3 levels of rotating speed, 1700 RPM for level 1, 2400 RPM for level 2,
right.
3100 RPM for level 3. Jeez. It is a perfect GANS reactor that can be used at home or anywhere you wish to enhance the environmental fields.
It powers the fan that blows the GANS.
So here's some of the features. It has 3 levels of rotation.
You'd mentioned that. Yeah, there's level 1, level 2, level 3. Yep.
The
RPMs make no sense, but that's fine.
It has flexible setting. The reactor can point at different directions and have different height. It has a 120 degrees rotating base, wireless control, battery that can support the product to work for a maximum of 20 hours without connecting to the grid. It's portable. The reactor only has a dimension of 20 by 20 by 12 centimeters. It can be easily fit into a small backpack.
I can take it anywhere. I can take it camping.
Yeah. There's no party doesn't start until Joey shows up with a GANS reactor.
We're going to level 3, bitches!
Oh dear, I'm not ready for 3100.
It's
plasma pass.
€149.99 plus shipping and taxes.
Kathar, while we've been here, I noticed you've been looking for a lot of other products on the internet with the GANS system. I saw you on eBay there. What did you find on eBay?
So it's exciting. There's a whole aftermarket for GANS materials. People are really thriving out there. And I'd like to read you the description.
Oh, that's why. Okay, yeah. So you want to buy it. You want to buy it when it drops so that you can make money on the secondary market.
Of course. And you can also build your own. Like this Kesha-type GANS Super GANS starter kit. Water system and GANS pads. Condition is, quote, new, unquote. From the description, and I'd like to give a shout out to eBay seller mglant*msn.com. Good job, my friend. If you are not familiar with 100%
the new... positive.
If you are not familiar with this new physics, end quote, you should be aware that water can be energized using plasma energy as based on the Kesha Foundation technology.
I am a retired pathologist who spent decades in diagnostics and FDA-monitored medical trials. After I retired, I got involved in helping my sister with, quote, terminal, unquote, advanced ovarian cancer in early 2019.
Or maybe she was just faking.
I came across the Kesha Foundation, and although it appeared, quote, unbelievable, unquote, the, quote, open source, unquote, patents allowed me to create GANs, energized water, edibles, and devices. In short, to my surprise, she was, quote, cured, unquote.
Excellent, yeah.
Using this type of energized water, GANs pads, and GANs edibles. Purple carrots and B17
Ooh, GANs edibles?
Mm-hmm. I went to this thinking this was, quote, hocus pocus, unquote, and now I'm a total convert into the new area of plasma energy as a revolutionary process that everyone should have access to for a simple way to improve a vast array of medical issues common to many. We have since given water systems to several with advanced disease, myasthenia gravis, and fighting cancer. They have improved or had their disease resolved in several months. This is like a, quote, trickle charge, unquote, not a lightning bolt. Whoa. You have to give it time, and you have to drink a lot of water. I'm going to skip down a little
this
bit.
That takes, it's this that, that it takes a little while when it comes to fighting cancer.
I want to share.
Nothing else takes time.
I like the idea of the surgeon like coming over to talk to the family, and he like drops his masks, and then he says, "Your mother is, quote, cured," unquote.
I have been creating the main GANs, specialty GANs, and nanostate GANs of solid plasma energy emitters. And after a year on this type of energized water and a couple doses of edibles a day, our family has seen following benefits. All have little or no tooth tartar. Almost no scraping by the dental hygienist.
Oh, God.
Anyone with gingivitis has had it resolve. Everyone over their desired weight have lost 10 to 20 pounds, quote, without trying, unquote. Blood pressure has dropped 10 units.
That's actually a problem.
Right. All adults are nearly pain-free.
That's not true.
Look, I can stab myself and I don't care.
All adults are nearly pain-free.
And if you want more, at the end of his YouTube listing, here is a link to a 45-minute video I did explaining this process.
Yes.
I like that he was like, I found this, Kesha Foundation and this GANs technology is really innovative. I ripped it off.
And I'm still in my own source in quotes.
Like, yeah, also, here's my rumble.com link.
What is rumble.com?
It looks like an alternative to YouTube.
Yeah, it's Trump YouTube, basically.
You know how occasionally YouTube will remove a video? Well, they end up here.
Yeah, never mind. I just went to the homepage of rumble.com, and yeah, I understand.
I'm seeing some AI art here.
But speaking of video sites, I also discovered, who can guess the name of the video hosting site that the Kesha Foundation uses?
Oh.
Rumble.com? Is it rumble.com?
It's not. It's suprememastertv.com. Supreme Master Television. Constructive programming for a peaceful world.
So actually we were talking, K3, you were talking there about all adults not having pain, but I got good news for you. I got the pain pen. The pain pen, this is the enhanced version 2021. So due to innovations and developments in Kesha plasma technology and materials, this new pain pen has been released with an enhanced effect and has expanded applications promoting a peaceful life without pains. It is developed specifically with new materials of some sort. To be more effective than the present pain pens. So those other pain pens you bought for me, throw those things in the trash. Using new nanomaterials and technology developed for the space development by the Kesha Foundation research teams. End of description. It's a picture of a plastic crayon. Or like, I guess like a cheap stylus that you would use for like a children's like Kindle Fire, and that will cost you 100 euros.
Oh man, it's like no, you know what it looks like? It looks like a bathtub crayon.
Yes, that's the vibe. It, what's interesting is it. How do you even use it? What do you do with it?
I guess you draw on your pain.
Yeah.
Put a big X over it, and it'll be gone. Also,
it's like a bleach pen. You just draw right on the stain.
Hey, Shell.
Yeah.
This plasma has helped me out quite a bit. I would love to communicate with the plasma.
Of course you would.
Is that possible at all?
Why? Yes, it is.
Oh, great. What's the picture that you saw when you went to the page?
Well, I feel like what I'm looking at are what 7-Eleven would call noise-canceling headphones.
An Inkscaped traced image of a pair of headphones.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then the cords coming out of the headphones are also faked, but they look like they're just like drawn in paint.
Right, but these headphones are better because they have two cords. There's one coming out of each cup, which is better.
That's you can't communicate with that to the plasma without two cords.
No, so like having the actual headset be vector art and the cords be a very pixelated art. It creates a dichotomy that's a good energy for you.
You really used art improperly in that description.
What?
Well, the Cosmic Ray Plasma Communication Unit is what you're looking for, Lemon.
Oh, okay.
It is a plasmatic field communication system, you see.
Mm.
Which I think is what you were looking for. It only interacting with systems that KFM manufactures and it is sold via the web store or via official resellers.
I feel like Kathar proved you wrong. I feel like we can find this trash all sorts of places.
No. It only interacting with systems.
Okay.
The Cosmic Ray Plasma Communication Unit allows the user to connect at given time and position to interact with other new Kesha Plasma communication systems. So you can plug it in to another one and listen to nothing.
What given time and do you mean where I am and when I am or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Frank West, I would love a cup. You think you can sell me a cup, please?
Sure. Cup.
Yep, there's a cup in here.
Oh, one cup, one life?
Yeah.
I remember that video. Ooh, spicy.
I like you refer to that video as spicy.
Yeah,
ooh, that's a bit much.
Well, according to the pictures, this is either one cup or two cups that have a spring put in them.
Yeah, sometimes it's one cup and sometimes it's two cup because it's plasma, so it exists in
that position. And they're being connected, and they're being connected at your exact location and time.
Those cups are horny as hell.
The good news is the spring definitely looks like one of those really fun, like boingy doorstop springs. So those are the best kind.
I bet it makes a good noise.
These cups have two metal springs and then like a third thing that looks like just a metal sheet that go in them. And then drilled through the top are three wires that just sort of hang loose.
Great. I need decaying metal in the thing that I'm drinking, please.
I don't know if we've conveyed enough for listeners that most of the things that we've been looking at also have just sort of an awkward amount of liquid in them that is usually cloudy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the GANs.
A translucent or opaque white liquid.
Well, and this one has a blue one.
A viscous opaque white.
What you might describe as cummy.
And this one, the cummy cup and the turquoise cup.
Well, why did they not call it the cummy cup?
Well,
I feel like you could raise the price if you just called it the cummy cup.
It's open on eBay, the Kesha cummy cup. We're getting a lot of offers for a very different product. But in these two, the two cups have their wires kissing, so that's cute. They're all tied together.
Well, read the description if you wouldn't mind.
I guess I could do that. The Kesha Gans One Cup, One Life. Initially present and brought to you in January 2020. Through the...
I don't remember that.
It's just like a...
It was brought to you.
Well, it said that they left it on the doorstep. I don't know what you want.
This cup was brought to you. Do you remember it? Do you remember?
Oh, God.
What happened?
Are you starting to remember? Alert authorities.
Yes, no, I remember when this was brought to me. Yes, of course. Hail Kesha.
This cup is being brought to you for the purpose of timeline violation. Through the online... Okay, it was brought to you in January 2020. Through the online public teachings, the... One cup... Oh, boy. The colon... quotation mark, one cup, one life, has now become accessible to you in a simple and cost-effective form.
Teachings, comma, the colon, open quote, one.
Yeah, there's no close quote, so everything from that point forward is a direct quote. It includes one PC Kesha Gans, one cup, one life, cup, asterisk.
Oh, I need a Mac version, sorry.
Gans and salt are not included.
Oh.
One set of three metal elements with connectors available to select between Cup of Life 1 variant and Cup of Life 2 variant.
Wait, but then what's the third one?
That's it. Oh, that's true. Three, I don't know. Three metal elements with connectors.
Oh, you put the other two together.
So wait, so Frank, I mean, do you have some sort of sell? Like, is there any sort of, like, special offer that you have on this particular
free shipping
thing? Oh, that's great. So how much does it cost then?
50 euros.
Well,
plus
yeah,
shipping
and
taxes.
Wait, what? But you just said it was free.
It's the taxes. So it's bastards in the EU.
By the way, something I don't think we've mentioned yet is that in order to browse this store, you must log in. You cannot...
Well, no. You can refuse to log in and we'll just let you go to the page.
Yes, it just gives you the login prompt.
Oh. Well, thank you for that, because the category at the top of the list of categories in this store is spaceship technology, and I've been really wanting to click that.
You won't be disappointed.
Kathar, you were on Etsy here, and you found the Kesha technology, like, crystal ball? Is that what that is?
I think that's the Gans reactor that we spoke about previously, so I don't know if we need to revisit that, but I'd really like to talk about the Magrav's power car system.
Oh, please, go for it. Yes, absolutely.
So, this was actually a product that's not on the main Kesha Foundation site. I found it resold by MagravSolutions.com, whose tagline is Magnetic Gravitational Plasma. The Magrav's Power Car System. When using the Magrav's Power Car System, effects are almost immediate. This includes the smoother idling and running of the engine. You may also notice a greater feeling of well-being while in your vehicle. Increased effects will become noticeable over time, which include better fuel economy and more power and torque from the engine. The vehicle may also feel different to drive, in that it stops, turns, and goes much more effectively than before. And it's worth noting this is a blue plastic cylinder that you place at any location in your car.
It has two wires coming from it, though.
Yes, you can connect them to whatever you like. You can connect the wires to any surface in your car, and it will work just as well.
I bought one glass sun tea container for 100 euros.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't enough for me. Do you have anything else?
Yeah. So like the other one, on that other one, you remember that you put the GAN stuff aside and put water in this thing?
Yeah.
This one looks like you're just drinking the shit. This is the GAN's plasma bearer and CO2 total ascension plasma kit. $400 USD, 12 ounces of each.
Okay, good.
And this is your weird cummy fluid in a giant in a giant bottle that I guess you drink from.
Cool. I remember that the GANS solution is zinc oxide.
Yeah. This contains the light bearer and CO2 GANS plasma. Get the light bearer and the CO2/zinc plasma.
Comes in berry or pina colada.
Let me properly promote this here. Most people are not ready for the light bearer plasma, so we have made a few options available for people that are still in their earliest beginning stages of ascension.
Oh, wow.
It is not. The GAN does always rise to the top.
It is not wise to shift the general public's brain functionality from the current resistive state and slam them directly into a superconductive state of consciousness without the proper transitional stage.
This just turned into Heaven's Gate.
First is CO2 plasma to bring them to balance. Then after 21 days of continual use of the CO2 plasma, we can start phasing them into the more advanced materials, such as the light bearer plasma. That's all I have to say about this product.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved zinc oxide for use in various products, but it's not meant for consumption. Ingesting zinc oxide can lead to nausea, vomiting, and other gastrointestinal issues.
Hold on, let me describe this the condition of this product for you first.
Okay, great.
It's new, brand new.
Oh.
Also, it's magic.
Brand magic. Oh yeah.
Oh dear. Oh my God. Frank West, I bought the GANS cup, the one cup, one life.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I bought that. And then shortly after I came down with coronavirus, anything you can do about that?
Oh boy, this takes so long to load. Yeah. Oh, no, it doesn't. Didn't load good.
It still doesn't have CSS.
Oh!
Wait.
All right. So this section here on the plasma water that I put in the One Cup, One Life, mm-hmm. I can put it in a spray bottle, a pocket spray bottle, a portable humidifier again. I can also put it in a water dispenser or a Hubble bubble, which is fun to say, or a humidifier. But anyway, so I've got COVID, and I would love to do something about that. Is there a process that I can do here to cure myself?
The preventative plasma water application of the one cup, one life on, or your twin cups.
I'm looking for repeat this process.
Repeat this process before bedtime. And when you get up in the morning, wet your head, not completely.
Okay.
Spray your front chest and the back. Spray your throat and neck. Wash your face and your nostrils.
Oh my God! All right.
Oh yeah.
Wash your hands. Take a full bath of what you spray from top to toe.
You want to preserve that neti pot water.
So I only bathe the parts that I already sprayed?
No, you use the spray that you used before to bathe in.
Take a full bath. Oh, I spray, and then I put the spray in the bath, and then I bathe in that.
Yeah, I think so.
You maybe fill all of the bathtub with spray.
just sitting there with the water sprayer.
Spray your clothing every time before you leave the house and before entering the house.
Okay.
Start using if you have the back door of your home.
What if somebody else has it?
Well, then you don't. This isn't safe then, I guess.
Come back here with that!
For people in apartments, spray the elevator or stairs.
Front doors in West Germany, back doors in East Germany.
For people in apartments, spray the elevator or stairs and use gloves to press the buttons.
Yay! Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because once you're doing this, of course you can go outside, even if you have coronavirus.
Right. Say, Bill, what are you doing there? Hey, Bill, what are you doing?
Oh, don't worry. This will stop you from getting my coronavirus that I have.
Oh, that's nice. So you're going to be in this elevator with me. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I don't worry about, no, you don't need to wear that mask. It's fine. I'm not. And I'm the one who has it. Spray your shoes and use the same shoes to go in and out. Spray your shoes inside and outside. Wet shoes.
While they're on?
If, if possible, apply a humidifier at all times at the front door and back door, containing only pure plasma water from the One Cup, One Life, or from your twin cups. Spray your door handles, curtains, and carpets. Drink 300 and up to 500 milliliters of plasma water in little sips during the period of 24 hours. Inhale the field strength above of the plasma water through a Hubble bubble, breathing cup, without metal present in the Hubble bubble, or create and use a self-made plastic system.
Hubble bubble.
Hubble bubble.
Hubble bubble. Hubble bubble. Hubble bubble.
Repeat the inhalation process for a minimum of 3 times a day for the duration of 10 to 15 minutes each time. Use the same applications for all animals, as animals are exposed the same as humans to this virus.
About that. Never mind, they're made of plasma, too. I'm sorry.
Spray your dog's shoes.
This application stands for all creatures that have blood running through their veins.
Okay, cockroaches.
Really fucking metal, honestly.
Oh, really? I was thinking it was more Dragon's Age. Do you have any advice for me?
On advice of Mr. Kesha, create per family 5 individual 1 cup, 1 life cups, as each cup carries its own field strength to support and protect you and your family in depleting the virus from its field strength.
Advice, more of my bullshit.
Also, advice, if one of you has COVID, don't all use the same cup, but not for that reason, just incidentally. Keep the cups with a minimum distance of 1 meter apart, preferably in the corner of each room or in different rooms if possible.
In separate lockboxes.
That's it, I get to put my Kesha cup here. No, this one's my table. So that the fields of each cup do not interfere with each other, and best position is in front of the window. And then, of course, mix the plasma waters and the Ganses from all your cups and amino acids together and apply as explained above.
Yeah. Okay. I have some fun tips. If your whole family comes down with COVID, here's what the whole family can do together. So you want to involve every family member in the process.
Great.
Spray the plasma water of the 1 cup, 1 life on the door handles. Spray the plasma water of the 1 cup, 1 life on the beds, tables, wall, cars, curtains, ceiling, shoes, and winter covers like gloves and hats.
Every family member takes a turn with doing one spray on every item. And they say, "Gams," while they spray it.
Spray all the other objects like plastic curtains in the bathroom, separation curtains in the hospitals. What the fuck?
Well, they're cleaning the family hospital.
Spray your mobile phone, computer, wallet, money, keys, and anything that is touched regularly. Your indoor pets as well as outside animals, they're going to love that. They'll really enjoy it when you spray them. You know, the thing that you do to animals to punish them?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They love
but you have to reassure them this is not a punishment this time.
No, they'll understand when it comes in contact with them. Ah, I see. Yes. No, this is for my benefit. Thank you.
So they receive the drinking water and spraying of their bodies and sleeping places from the finished plasma water from the 1 cup, 1 life. Place several glass jars with plasma salt water around the house, preferably in every single room
Whatever gets you to buy more of my bullshit.
Yeah.
They absorb the field strengths of the virus in these cups and deplete the virus from the environment. Jesus, yes. Fuck.
Yeah.
The glass jars have to be refilled every day with fresh plasma salt water, and the old plasma salt water has to be disposed of in the toilets and flushed through fast. Get to it.
Yeah, just in case you thought of recycling this stuff.
Yeah, make
no!
Make sure you use the heavy flush in your two-stage flush toilet.
Excuse me. I have an important announcement, and I need you all to read this. To listen to this. I'm reading it. You don't read it.
Okay. What is happening? What's
the World Peace Treaty.
Oh.
Okay.
The World Peace Treaty.
Oh.
Once again, I, as citizens of the Earth,
so nice to see that they're including multiple systems. Right,
we, but more importantly, me.
From this moment on, except to lay down all tools of aggression and war, we/I shall never think about getting involved or incite war or develop or use any tools of war on this planet or in space. And to this we/I all agree and swear with our/my delete as appropriate nation, territory, council, religion, city, town, bodies, and souls.
I swear with my soul.
Delete as appropriate.
Delete as appropriate, because you just, I guess, modify this for each person you give it to. And then there's a place for you to sign and name and date and what your position is and what you're doing it on behalf of. And then a place for me to sign that I witnessed it.
What does it say right after that?
After signing this treaty, be proud to display this certificate wherever you consider being important to you, that everyone can see and know your ethos, to fellow men and the mankind and other created beauties of Creator.
Oh, so my fridge. Got it.
By this certificate, it's just a bunch of text in Times New Roman.
Well, we're on a wiki, so, and I don't know how to make a wiki, so we're doing our best.
Okay, so cool. So I think that one of the things that we might have maybe skipped past is the idea that the Kesha Foundation, you know, is a scientific organization that operates in space. I'd love a spaceship unit. K-Thor, I don't suppose there's a spaceship unit I could buy, and I don't suppose it looks fucking exactly like a tanning bed.
Yes, actually, there's multiple spaceships.
Is there
spaceship
a spaceship
can
I can
buy
that looks exactly like a tanning bed?
There is, but I will note, actual products may differ in appearance, damage is shown.
Oh, of course.
This is the Kesha Foundation Horizontal Enhancement Spaceship Unit. The new horizontal enhancement unit, a space technology that allows you to work with the fields of the universe, creating a wide range of plasma field interactions and conditions. It allows the body to process itself from any physical or emotional imbalance. Once this balance condition is achieved, the soul and emotion of the man can follow to find their balance, elevating the whole of the man.
Okay, so you're out, Shell. Sorry.
As usual.
Sure, and this is only €500,000. 50% prepayment at the time of order.
Wow. Wait. I'm sorry. Okay, half a million. How does the payment actually work?
I would assume they take PayPal. And
No, I'm saying there's a whole payment section. Like, how does the payment work?
Hold on one second. I'm Google lensing the 50% prepayment at the time of order, fully refundable in case of non-delivery. Mm. 50% plus shipping costs prior to shipping.
So I pay 250,000 euros and maybe it doesn't show up?
Yeah, but you know, you'll get that back. Yeah.
Okay.
50% plus shipping costs prior to shipping. The customer will receive 30 days notice before shipping. If not shipped within 30 days from the notice, the unit will be sold to the next order. No stocks will be held after 30 days from the notice.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I will say I just recently got an Amex, and it told me that I didn't have a limit. So I'm just going to see here, guys, if I can just charge half a million euros to my Amex.
Oh, it's okay. It's in my cart. View cart.
Yeah, you have to read and understand the terms and conditions.
I would like to check out.
Okay, so the universal. I'm sorry. So that was the horizontal spaceship. Shell, I don't suppose you have a different spaceship, do you?
Do I have a different spaceship? Horizontal is a thing of the past. What I have is a universal enhancement spaceship unit.
Ooh.
The very first new evolutionary spaceship technology has been rolled out for mass production. Our universal enhancement spaceship.
Mass production, huh?
Okay. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Our universal.
So that means you have them in stock and they're ready to ship, right?
Why, yes. There have been other products that say that they are not in stock, but this one doesn't have that. So, so yes, obviously they do. Clearly. Our Universal Enhancement Spaceship Unit is constructed from high-quality materials carefully selected by our team of experts. Embedding the essence of the new GANS plasma science and technology, it uses new collective plasma field technology for changing and enhancing the environment of the body of the man. This new plasma, this new plasma enhancement changes the environment of the body to allow it to return to its natural balanced condition as in the womb of the mother.
What the hell does that mean?
Finally.
Unbirthing.
Oh boy.
Oh, Lemmy, no.
Lemmy, no, not again.
I've just been here waiting.
The womb of the mother, period. Allowing every cell in the body of the man to find its natural original field strength balance. The shape and the field distribution in this new space plasma technology replicated the inner structure of the universe and replicates the balance fields from which the man was created at the point of inception in the womb of the mother. Not only
you're right. Yeah, my mother's womb did look like an airplane cockpit.
This is just La Milana. I'm just kidding.
I was wondering why this sounded so familiar. Yeah. Not only receiving the balance in the physical, but also in the emotional sense, too. For the first time in the history of man, a system has been developed and delivered, which not only enhances the physical body of the man, but it also enhances the emotional part of the user of the system. Who may or may not be the man.
Well, you said emotional.
Yeah.
Every man is a system in his own way.
Hence.
Some are multiple.
Reducing and eliminating many problems that could not be solved in the world of science to bring the body of the man into near perfection as at the time of the birth.
Cool. I want to use it outside.
No! Indoor use only!
Damn it!
Not to be used outdoors.
Damn
no!
it.
All right, fine, fine. You know, I guess, you know, I'm going to go for the cheaper. I see that there's two different versions of this. So I'm just going to go for the cheaper version, just the aircraft door.
Oh, you don't
version.
Want the sliding door?
I don't. I just, you know, it seems cool. It seems cool. I just don't want to pay a premium for that. So what's the cheaper version?
Oh, the cheaper version. You mean the aircraft door version?
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a... still carry them. That's 10 million euros.
Okay,
listen,
cool.
I I like a sliding door.
Plus shipping
door.
And taxes.
I like a sliding door. I'm willing to pay the premium. How much is that?
Oh, well, that's 10,200,000 euros.
That's out of my price range.
What? It's the shipping and taxes, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's to be fair, like this universal enhancement spaceship unit at 10 million euros. I mean, it's cheaper than a Boeing 777, so like,
yeah.
Pretty good. Like, I was either going to go into owning my own airline or this. okay, I see here that we've got some testimonials from people whose lives have been improved by the Kesha Foundation. Frank, do you think you could take the testimonial there from Bente Peterson?
Peterson. Oh, there he is. Grateful for Kesha grateful for Kesha Plasma Teachings. I'm from Denmark. Category technology. I am sitting studying Mr. Kesha Book 2, The Structure of Light, Chapter 3 and 4 on GANs, what it is, and how and why it's produced, etc. And I look at all my books and notes on especially physics I made on my full-time study for 4 years, 2013 through 2016. And honestly, that stuff is so obsolete.
Oh, damn.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, you have
science
to make,
doesn't evolve, it plasma sizes.
You're gonna have to make so many more new books.
When I retired, there was something very specific I wanted to know.
Oh?
So, upgraded my physics and math knowledge from 1960. Enrolled in the most progressive university in Denmark.
What the fuck?
He's sort of pretending like he had a job as a scientist, but he's not saying it.
Right, yeah.
Molecular biology, I thought, would be the answer. But OMG, after 6 months, I realized I wasn't going to get to know what I wanted to know this way. I wanted to know how to live forever, and I took 6 months of molecular biology, and I was like, this is fucking boring!
I mean, the thing is that in Danish, it actually lists all of his qualifications, and they are airtight.
Then studied at home full-time biology, chemistry, physics, that latter, physics, took me to all sorts of interesting stuff.
Yeah, it usually does.
But left me with more questions!
What the fuck? I thought it was solved!
I don't understand. I'm doing all this science stuff, and it's just making me wonder more stuff.
I read a book, they tell me to read another book! This is bullshit!
That's the real scam.
Obviously. Until I discovered M.T. What? Kesha Plasma Science.
Why is that in quotes?
Because and you were actually question. Always aware of it on a different plane?
That makes sense, actually, because Kesha was over there while he was in Denmark, so it transferred to him.
Just as a chime-in from the sort of Nordic representation, Bente is a woman's name.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I just usually assume people who are sure they have the answers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Same as you were. It's not a bad assumption.
But now, Frank, you have to switch to your female voice.
Right. And my questions started getting answered about the universes. Maybe there's two? I'm leaving open the option.
Yeah, sure.
About life in all its forms. It just makes so much sense. Lucky me. And thanks a million to Mr. Kesha. And to all the people who have helped and are helping to get the science known.
Wow. They're doing it for no reason other than to sell really expensive garbage.
Pure love of the game.
Yeah, and that's an answer.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Sebastian Fies from Slovenia.
Hi.
Okay, great.
Plasma water of food. How I slowly get used to plasma water food. When cooking, I add another milliliter of plasma water to the ingredients I used for cooking. After such food, of course with awareness, I am satiated for more time. This makes it easier for me to give up material food over time.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Cooked food. I indulge.
Transcended food.
I indulge and share with all the inhabitants of the earth who have no food.
So you make your food slightly wetter, and it makes you fuller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Fies from Slovenia.
Oh, hi! So I know that you left a testimonial on Thursday, the January 13th. When did you leave this testimonial?
Yeah, Thursday, January the 13th. Plasma water bath. Because of various ugly habits such as smoking, alcohol, watching television, and following mental habits that are not in tune with the soul of the body, the soul of the spirit, the mind.
You know that because he's not naming these mental habits, they have to be really nasty.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They each go their separate ways and cause a multi-layered imbalance. To balance the physical body, emotions, and other bodies, souls, is a very useful bath. Where I put inside revitalized water and about 20 liters of plasma water of various GANs, amino acids, and salt, I also drink some plasma water and amino acids before entering the bath. Okay. It feels like I'm not in the water, but when I came out, I have skin as a child. And where I have had a scratch or a blow, a burn, it forms on the skin like some invisible layer of new tissue. And I have...
Hey, that sounds like acid. That sounds like you bathed in acid.
Amino acid, yes.
Okay. Yep. All right, great.
And I also have no more tension. In water, I have to be aware of myself. The water.
I also don't have fingernails.
The water and the plasma of the water around me and in me, and to connect with it and to thank it.
Just as it is done
to connect with Meg Rav, it's okay for me to have such a concentration of plasma water. Maybe someone would have to be strong. Most likely, with the latest versions of One Cup, One Life, the same is achieved. Only I haven't done that yet.
You're not strong enough yet.
I could say more about health.
Well, wow. Yeah. So, like, let's just move on. So thanks, Sebastian.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Fies.
Hi,
I'm from Slovenia. I'd like to talk about health.
Oh,
it was mentioned in lectures that the virus has two functions. It can give energy or take it away. I tried to connect with the virus, talk to him. I got the coronavirus.
What the fuck?
I got the coronavirus. I had a headache, bones from feet to knees.
All right, listen here, buddy. It's just you and me in this room, and one of us is going to talk.
No, it's not. It's just, this guy has the coronavirus. He went to a public place to do this conversation.
It's just you and me in this bathtub, buddy.
Yeah. Listen, the coronavirus buddy. Walked into my office. They had bones from their feet to their knees.
I mean, it felt like my bones were melting and becoming soft. I had a fever and no taste. The procedure was as follows. I asked...
Okay.
I asked the virus to be shown to me. I told him that as an intelligent...
Oh, it's a he! All right.
As an of course. I told him as an intelligent being, he has two choices in this universe. If he wants, he should return to the one from whom he is alienated. That I tried.
I'm a virus. I'm not intelligent. Goodbye.
That I try to live by the rules of plasma, and that is that the stronger always feeds the weaker. In the interaction between him and me, I am weaker, and he is stronger. And I ask him to accept the rules of this game, and that I cannot feed him.
Let me suckle upon you, virus.
No, let you suckle upon me.
Well, assuming that you're stronger than the virus, yeah.
No, the virus is stronger than... You're not listening.
The stronger feeds the weaker. No. It's you know...
Oh, it does say that. Yeah, see? So the virus is... Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He stepped away from me and let me know that he didn't want to play such a game, and he walked away. Everything.
Oh, I'm bored now.
You war games the coronavirus.
What a curious disease.
I challenged the coronavirus to tic-tac-toe. everything stopped hurting me. I only had a fever for 2 more days because the body was able to regenerate after the damage he did. After 2 days, I started getting back the flavor as well.
Have you ever done a cosmic bio-exorcism from your own bathtub? Come with me. Hello, I am Marc du Soleil. My category is health. Last year in the September, a small bird has flown against the window of our terrace door and remained unconscious
on
the ground.
So you're from Dorf, Germany, so this is a German accent.
Who gives a shit?
This is Mark of the Sun.
My wife lifted up gingerly and held him on her 2 hands. I immediately ran into the cellar and took a small spray bottle with CO2 guns. I sprayed the bird, and he began to shake. Then we put him on
what
table,
the fuck?
And he overran himself a few times, but was still quite dazed. For the sake of Koshom, we placed him on the terrace. I wanted to take a picture of the bird, but just as I came back with a camera, the bird flew like newborn.
Oh, yeah, just like a newborn bird flies.
Famously good at flying.
It fucking fell to the ground. Because you scared it and you brought it into your house and sprayed it with water that smelled weird.
Away. I just didn't get the picture.
the very last testimonial here, Shell, did Paul and Lynn Schmaltz learn anything?
Did they learn anything?
Schmaltz.
Yeah.
Schmaltz.
Hello.
So there was Mark of the Sun and then Paul and Lynn Schmaltz.
Hello, I'm Ms. Paul Schmaltz, and I'm posting here in the category various. You know?
Okay.
Liquid plasma water doesn't freeze. We took photos on February 2nd, 2017, on our unheated front porch in Montana when the temperature was -3 Fahrenheit. At the high temperature of the day.
Okay, so that means that the thing that these people have been drinking is antifreeze. That's probably good.
No, it's because we've treated socks, hats and gloves as described in the 156th Knowledge Seekers' Workshop.
Jesus.
That's
so many workshops.
That is.
It's like a normal place to get info from.
Look, my husband and I understand the first 155 is full of shit. 156th is the way it is.
That's right, dear.
Thank you, dear. The vials have been on the porch for 2 months. One vial was filled with CO2.
That's a 4-hour video is what that is.
One vial, 2.5 hours are question and answer, so. Yeah. One vial was filled with CO2 liquid plasma, and the other was filled with CO2, CuO, and ZNO liquid plasma. Man, just got all of them.
Sure, coppers, yeah, whatever. Zinc, any compound I can find goes in fucking this bottle.
Love that dirty water.
The main highway to Billings was closed today because of 3 to 5 drifts from blowing snow. We have treated hats, gloves, and I'm not sure if you remember, but we have treated hats, gloves, and winter scarves and socks with the liquid plasma for both of us, Paul and Lynn Schmaltz.
These poor wet Midwesterners.
Oh man, and when they say the main highway to Billings, they mean the one highway to Billings.
The last thing I want to close out with here happened as we're recording. So as we're recording, Kathor, you found this website called KeshaScam.wordpress.com.
So,
Do you have anything you want to share here from this about page?
This website contains information provided by individuals who have been harmed in any way by Meran Tavakole Keshe. The purpose of this site is to awaken people to the truth. Whatever is published here has been written by people who have been close to Meran Tavakole Keshe for many years and have therefore witnessed his version of proper conduct firsthand. Contrary to what has been claimed by Meran Tavakole Keshe, we do not want to stop the Keshe Foundation or its technology.
Why
just
not?
Make people aware of the deceitful methods and misconducts of Meran Tavakole Keshe himself. This is an incredible rabbit hole that needs to be delved deeper into. This foundation was connected to the government of Ghana and claimed to be building the first spaceport in Africa using their, like, levitating spaceships. There's a ton of, like, ex-members. This guy, Dirk Laureyssens, this Belgian guy, was his one of his first partners. He has a Wikipedia page for inventing puzzle cubes. And after splitting, he became a Keshe hater with his own theory of gaps between nanoparticles, but his are called topological holons and appear to be almost exactly the same.
but have different shit to buy, I assume, right?
He's not,
there's
I mean,
a few more waves.
We'll say different PDFs to download and leave it at that.
Yeah. Just from this about page here, you were saying from 2005 to 2010, you helped Keshe in a couple of ways.
Yes. In 2005, I was introduced to Keshe by Wim de Grave, who was at the time working at the nanotechnology company IMEC in Leuven, with the intention to write international patents for the reactor technology of MT Keshe. This resulted in multiple applications of international patents. However, these patent applications were never granted or approved by the European Patent Office, since Keshe did not meet the necessary payment terms. Through this intense cooperation regarding patents, we developed a friendship. Keshe called me his brother and asked my advice in promoting his reactor technology.
And then, yeah, so lots and lots and lots of grievances, but, like, it seems like you were saying, like, it seems like everybody right here is involved in different concurrent scams. And so they're like, well, obviously it's fine, but this guy sucks, but obviously all of the theories are really good. Like, you are right. Like, there's an entire season of podcasts to be done about the Keshe Foundation.
There's,
like,
a flying car in there. There is a lot of action. Yeah, it's amazingly the Ghana deal fell apart, and the Minister of Science in Ghana was like, he gave us these theories, and we tested them, and they didn't do anything, so we had to stop our collaboration.
KeshaScam.wordpress.com has just a list of people who Keshe has wronged. And just the line I enjoyed was, King Albert II of Belgium, slandered. what did we learn from this, F+?
I learned that Vampire Software gives us really good documents.
Yeah. What a dense piece of cake this was.
I learned that the universe is very wet.
I learned that at one point Keshe was making a Keshe coin that was going to serve as a one nation ID. And would give you access to food, shelter, and borderless transportation in some sort of hypothetical society, and everyone could have it except those working in the defense military and their immediate families, plus Belgian passport holders and citizens.
No reason on that last one. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And no stupid meanie heads.
I'm on the site here for the Keshe coin. It says guaranteed 3% return per year on each 1,000 euro coin. That's almost stupider than Sam Altman's World coin. You have to fill out an application form to apply for a Keshe coin.
That's good. We want to weed out the looky loos.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Get the fuck out. Do you think Keshe's alive?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I noticed that, like, on the Keshe Foundation, like, there's, like, seminars that you can attend. Here's
a question that, and I don't know if any of us have exactly the answer for this, but like, I don't understand the hook. Like, I don't understand where are they finding buyers. Like, it's so incomprehensible. And even like the idea of like, you're going to spray this water and that's going to cure coronavirus. Like, even that pitch is clumsy. Like, I don't understand where they're finding their dupes.
I've got to assume that's a feature, right? Like,
I imagine a lot of it's through like a lot of the way a lot of these things work is through like seminars. And people will do it. We'll do a seminar, and then people will get sucked into it, and they'll drag their friends to it, and it just and just sort of people of a certain type will glomp onto it.
Because like nothing looks good. Like nothing like looks appealing. There's no good cells. There's no good photos.
At least Scientology has like fun gadgets.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, like, and like, I mean, they've defrauded the Ghanaian government. Like, clearly they're pretty good at this, and I don't understand their scam. Like, I don't understand their pitch.
I mean, I guess it's like, if you get people in through another method, then all this messed up stuff keeps them in, because, like, if someone sees their friend, like, put a pill in their water and take it, and like, what's that pill for? And like, oh, it cures my cancer. And like, does it? Doesn't seem like it does, but then, like, it's harder to say that if it's like, what does that cup with three springs in it do? Well, it energizes my, it does a bunch of stuff about energy and stuff, and then they talk for an hour, and you just wish they'd stop.
I suppose, yeah, because I was kind of specifically thinking about the pain pen, which sort of, like, looks like a crayon, like, just, it's a crayon, and you draw on your pain, and then it makes the pain go away. And, like, any person that you saw, if they like pulled that out and they were like, what's that? It's my pain pen. How does that work? Like, you would ostracize, like you would ostracize yourself from anybody at Thanksgiving by trying to explain your pain pen. And like, people would be worried about you after pulling out your pain pen.
But nobody would say anything until after you were gone, so...
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, it's placebo effect, and that's so, so powerful. If you are into this enough that, like, rubbing on your achy joint with a plastic pen for 15 minutes, you know, you're going to feel something. You're going to have a sensation.
You have never witnessed that happen at a family event, have you?
No. Okay, no, well, I haven't. Yeah.
That happens.
And I think the other thing is,
so is it,
there are so many, like, there are so many water energizing scams. Like, it is one of the oldest tricks in the book. Because everybody drinks water, and there's so many ways to fuck with water without actually doing anything to it. Because it looks the same. It's not, so I think this is, you know, it's just a link in a long chain of these kind of gimmicks.
Basically, you've got a hook in anybody who's like, no fluoride in this water. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me more.
Yeah, I guess it's like a lot of times when we do these kind of episodes about these like broader scams, like, you know, there's this concept of people will go like, well, you know, if I wasn't an ethical person, blah blah blah. But, like, I don't think a lot of brains are able to do this. Like, I feel like if I was trying to... I'm on a page here that's selling a sticker that you put on your laptop that heals you for $30. And, like, I don't think I could write that pitch in a way that would actually resonate with the audience. Because I don't know what you're looking for. I don't understand your brain. You're a different species to me.
I mean, I think really key is the one, like, testimonial I read of the person who's like, I was curious about something and I looked at science, but it didn't have definitive answers, and also I'm too stupid to understand any of it. And then I went to this place and a person told me they could give me the answers. Yeah. So,
And if you're looking for easy answers, you can go to Bald.
Oh, yeah, you can.
That's a forum with like posts and stuff that you can look at some posts about Extra Credit, which is the podcast that Shell Game runs.
Oh, that's me.
How many episodes are you up to there, Shell?
Oh gosh, I think 204. 4 came out not too long ago.
Catch up, yes.
I'm working on another website, but that's not a surprise. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm almost there. I think I found... Okay, this one seems to be a Zoom meeting with God.
Ooh. Commandment memes. Completion of missing commandments. During the 204th Kesha Foundation Knowledge Seekers Workshop, Mr. Kesha delivered the missing commandments.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in the hater website about him being a messiah, or claiming he's a messiah. So this all tracks.